still have a few minutes left and all our lines are open. Shall I attempt another joke?
No. No.
All right, then. Come on, callers, don't be shy. Still time to talk with a good doctor. 5 open lines. Who's this then, Ross? On line one, whom do we have? I understand we have Susan, who recently moved here from Texas. Go ahead, Susan, I'm listening.
Hi, Dr. Crane. I'm new in town from Texas, and I just left my husband.
I see. And why did you do that?
Well, I know he was abusive.
That couldn't have been easy for you.
Well, my girlfriend helped me. We just got in her convertible and drove through the desert, and we stopped at this honky-tonk. I started dancing with this cowboy. Long story short, he roughed me up. My friend killed him. But then... we met the cutest cowboy, but he stole all our money, so we robbed a gas station and blew up a tank.
Yes, I'm afraid we're out of time. I will finish with you off the air, Susan. And meanwhile, this is Dr. Fraser Crane saying good day, Seattle, and good mental health. Well, thank you, Thelma. Or is it Louise?
Don't snap at me because you didn't get any phone calls today. I told you not to put me on the spot again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ross, but I was desperate. You know, I really think you were closer with that character yesterday, the young teen who moved into the town that had banned dancing. Oh, that had the tang of reality.
That was Footloose, you idiot.
Hey, I thought you were working tonight.
I got the night off, and I am kidnapping you for the weekend.
Oh, where are we going?
My boss gave me his house in the mountains. It's very romantic. And there's this little family of deer that comes right up to the window, so you might want to bring...
My camera, I will.
Well, I was going to say gun, but suit yourself. Oh, you are going to love it. There's this amazing view of the lake. You can see every star in the sky.
Wow. Is there a VCR there? Because I just bought a couple of great old Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire movies.
Why didn't you just rent them?
I did, last August.
Okay, let's get moving. I don't want to get stuck in traffic.
Sounds good. I'll pack some food. That was really nice of your boss to give you the cabin. What made him do it?
I put out.
That's my girl.
I hate people.
What's the matter with you?
The perfect ending to a perfect day. The driver next to me swerved to avoid hitting a squirrel, running me into a pothole and drenching me in coffee. I hate squirrels, too.
Well, maybe it's for the best. The coffee might have made you irritable.
My show today was a fiasco. For the second day in a row, we had virtually no callers. Getting harder and harder to blame it on Ross.
Well, maybe you fixed everybody.
Oh, wait. There was one caller. My date for Saturday night called to cancel because I am not her type. Oh, and guess what? Her honesty was not refreshing. Dear God, we're out of sherry. Insult. Meet injury.
Well, here's something that'll cheer you up. Ronnie's boss gave her his cabin for the weekend, so we're heading up there tonight. Oh.
Well, being home alone for the weekend might be just the thing for someone in my state of mind. Me and my shadow of a life.
Hey, we're not leaving you at home. You're coming with us. Wouldn't be any fun without you.
Oh, really, Dad? I was so hoping that you would say that. The last thing I wanted to do was spend the weekend here wallowing in self-pity. Leave it to you. Just see right through me and toss me a lifeline.
Well, now, are you sure, Frasier? Because, you know, come to think of it, there are lots of squirrels up there.
Well, I don't mind them in their own milieu. Oh, gosh, I'm so looking forward to taking in some mountain air with the two of you. And isn't this fortuitous? I've just had my Tyrolean hat refeathered.
Could I talk to you?
No. Frasier, I have had the worst day imaginable. I need a sherry.
Brace yourself.
You always think it's going to happen to someone else.
I've opened some wine, Niles. Help yourself.
Oh, thanks. Two of my patients canceled, and Daphne and I spent the afternoon arguing over which diaper pail we would buy for the nursery. Then, driving home, I successfully avoided hitting a squirrel, only to be nearly run off the road by some horn-happy maniac.
That was me, you simp. You nearly killed me.
You nearly killed me. And what was that crude, multi-part gesture you unleashed on me?
I had hot coffee all over my hand. You know, I do not wish to delve into it. I am trying to put my own miserable day behind me. To that end, Ronnie and Dad are going to the mountains for the weekend, and I've decided to tag along.
Ah. So it'll be just two wheels and you.
What are you saying?
Well, just that if Ronnie and Dad are going away for the weekend, it might have been more considerate not to horn in.
Well, I'm not horning in. They invited me.
Ah, well, I would never dream of accepting such an obvious pity invite.
Well, you don't have to dream, because they didn't invite you.
It happened so fast, then he got all excited, and I didn't know what to say.
How about I was talking to the dog?
Well, you know, the poor guy's going through a bad patch right now. He could use a little company. We don't have to spend any time with him.
Marty, you know, I love Fraser, but this was supposed to be our weekend, you know? You and me, alone.
I know.
But hey, why stop at Fraser? Why not invite Niles and Daphne and make it a party?
We'd love to. Thank you, Ronnie. Thanks, Dad. Fraser.
Morning.
Oh, you're finally up. How'd you sleep?
Perfectly. I was borne off to dreamland by the cooing of a mourning dove.
Oh, I heard that too. Yeah, I think the weasels are in heat.
Ronnie and I are taking a walk down to the lake. Anybody interested?
Oh, no thanks, Pa. I'm fixing to have me some vittles.
Is he going to talk hillbilly all weekend?
Well, you should have heard him the weekend of the Renaissance Fair.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Oh, Daph. You know who would have really enjoyed this trip? Niles.
You're right. But let's not dwell on that. We'll make our own fun.
Right. Something smells good. What you cooking?
Sausage patties.
Oh. Hope they're hot and spicy. That's the way I like it.
I know you do. You're so different from your brother.
Really? How so?
Well, for one thing, you're alive.
You know, I can't believe there are still people who blame me for Niles' death.
Oh, people will talk about anything. So you sliced him to ribbons with your wheat thresher. It was your first time farming, for God's sakes. What did I do with the salt? Maybe I left it in the dining room. Oh, I forgot to mention.
What's that, dear?
I just had your baby.
I have never seen anything more beautiful in my entire life.
Fraser, I thought you went to bed.
I had a rather bizarre dream.
Really? What about?
Well, I'm not sure you really want to hear about this one, Niles.
Well, clearly it troubled you. It might help you to discuss it. You know how I enjoy interpreting dreams.
All right. It took place in this very kitchen, and I was married to Daphne, and we were expecting a baby. And you were dead, and I killed you.
Well, I can see how that might disturb you.
Indeed.
A man of your intellect having such an obvious dream.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, come on. You're lonely, and you envy what I have. I was just hoping for something more complex, you know, a staircase leading nowhere, or
Mom giving you a physical.
Well, there were many other perplexing details that I left out. For instance, there was a wheat thresher and some sausage patties. And Eddie was dead, too.
Ah, well, there's a real head-scratcher.
Well, thank you for your exhaustive analysis, Dr. Crane. Perhaps you should relocate your offices to a drive-thru so your patients can speak into a clown's nose.
All right. I'm going to bed now. I was hoping this book would make me drowsy, but looks like your dream has done the trick instead.
You died tragically, and no one missed you. Oh, hi, Ross.
Well, finally, your show's about to start.
I'm sorry. We just got back from the mountains this morning.
Well, you're about to get all the vacation you can handle. Kenny says if you don't get a call today, you're off the air.
What? Well, we're bound to get a call.
Why? We haven't had a call in 6 months.
Oh, dear.
You're on!
What?
Hello, Seattle. This is Dr. Fraser Crane. Who's our first caller, Ross?
We have no one from nowhere.
Very amusing, Ross.
What's that sound?
It's a phone. Go get it.
Oh.
Hurry.
Hello? Hello, Seattle. I'm listening.
Not that one. The black one.
Hello, Seattle. I'm listening.
You're right here.
Hello? Hello, Seattle?
Hurry.
Hello?
They're going to hang up.
Hello?
If you don't find that phone, I'm driving this booth off a cliff.
I'm trying to listen.
Damn it.
Do it.
It's just as well. I'm too tired anyway.
Oh, you couldn't sleep either?
Just thought I'd fix myself a little snack.
Well, you're entitled to eating for two.
I had the baby 5 months ago.
Oh, yes, that's right. I had Ross send you some flowers.
I just have a few extra pregnancy pounds I haven't been able to lose yet. I work out every day. It's really starting to show.
Oh, yes. Well done. I'll have Ross send you some flowers.
Excuse us. The plumber has to fix the leaky faucet in our bedroom.
Oh, sure. Go right on up. Isn't he a clever one finding a plumber at this hour?
Yes, indeed. How fat of you to notice.
Hello.
Hi, I'm here about the cable problem.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
I'll handle this, darling.
Cable's out in the bedroom.
Well, let's see what you've got going on in there.
Bless him. He's on top of everything around here.
No. I really miss playing with Niles. But he's so busy sleeping with other women.
What did you say?
Have you seen Dad?
Do you still think I'm beautiful?
Dad, there you are. I need to show you something in the bedroom.
Niles, wait! Please tell me you think I'm beautiful! Niles, answer me! Niles!
Are you all right?
How could you?
I'm sorry?
You better be! Hello?
Oh, hi, Dad.
What are you doing here?
Had a nightmare. Couldn't get back to sleep.
That's strange. Niles had a nightmare, too. And I just dreamt...
Niles? Had a nightmare? What about?
He dropped the baby and it shattered.
Oh, that's perfect. Wait a minute. How did he drop it? Was it from a height, in a crowd? Was there water involved?
No, he was in the nursery.
Yes! Oh, hi, Niles. I understand you had a bad dream.
Yes, it was utterly inscrutable. Mm-hmm. There was a table saw and apple pie.
Spare me, Niles. You broke the baby. Now who has the obvious dreams?
Well, it was still more interesting than yours. Fraser dreamed he killed me and married you.
At least he wasn't cheating on me with the service people because I was fat.
Will you please stop blaming me for something I did in your dreams?
So you admit it.
Daphne, I will always find you attractive. Your dream shouldn't worry you at all. Unlike mine, I could very well turn out to be a bad father.
Yes, but at least you two can face your fears together. Whom do I have to hug away my night terrors?
Hmm? Oh, boo-hoo. Send yourself some flowers.
I beg your pardon. It's a rather flippant comeback when
don't
I express myself in that way.
Don't you
my wife?
She
finally notices I'm in the room.
Well, I always notice that I was telling her
what the hell is going on here?
Well, Dad, it's this infernal mountain air. It's giving us all nightmares.
All of you?
Well, Daphne dreamed that she was terminally fat. Niles said he was going to be a bad parent. But at least mine arose from a real problem. The fact that I'm alone and I will always be alone.
Jeez, we come up here to relax. You're arguing about your dreams?
Well, dreams that reveal genuine anxieties,
which were... blah, blah, blah. You're going to lose your looks. Happens to everyone. You're afraid you're going to end up alone? You'll still have your family. You're afraid you're going to be a bad father? Join the club. Now just climb up and go to bed.
You know, I'm starting to regret inviting him up here.
Dad, we're sorry.
You were right.
Maybe we let our problems get to us a bit too much.
Well, hell yes. If they're the worst of your problems, you're lucky. I got a bullet in my hip, a girlfriend who's too good for me and might realize it any day, a dog who's pushing 80 in human years, and I'm not far behind him. But you don't hear me making a fuss, do you? Know why? Because I focus on what's good about my life. You know what you people should do? Let's tell them, Ronnie. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Be complete on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid.
Abyss rover, crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Quite stylish.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do? Frasier has left the building.